My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That is what is being claimed. The mics are on. Hello. Good morning.
Hello, Kenny. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Calmer than you are. It's a movie reference. I'm sorry. I'm trying to move on from what we were talking about. Good morning to you.
Hey. Guardians have the best record in the American League.
Was there is there a courtesy I have to give there because we were bickering for a minute? Was there any audio that I had to give courtesy? I'm sorry. I didn't hear a word. I'm sorry.
Barry Alvarez.
Credit to Barry Alvarez. Audio courtesy of Barry Alvarez. 15.5-point underdog, by the way. Wisconsin is to Alabama this weekend.
Whoa.
At home. I'm not surprised
Alabama
by that.
Alabama didn't look great in their
no,
game.
Not,
I know they poured it on late.
Haven't looked really good to start the season. You know, that offense is kind of... We'll find out. Anyway, Guardians won last night. They're back to the best record in the American League. There are several tentacles to this that really need to be discussed. One, Ben Lively got... I think we should do an audio courtesy of Bally Sports just in case. I thought I heard the thing during Joe. I didn't hear anything?
You heard it during Jeff.
Boy, we were really arguing there for a minute. I shouldn't have brought that up at that time. I apologize. So anyway, the Guardians...
No courtesy to Bally's.
No courtesy to Bally's on that one. So the Guardians won 5-0. And during the game... you win the game, you have the best record in the American League now. That's number one, because you want to make sure you have that. Is that a goal that we should be going for now? Is it not just winning the division? Making the playoffs, winning the division, we should try to go for the best record?
Well, the one
you
seed,
should always try to go be as successful as possible, but is that an important thing to you?
Yeah, I mean, look at the teams that are vying for a wild card, and by virtue of the one seed, not only do you get the bye, but you get to play the... What is it? The 4 versus 5?
No, they would be 3 versus 6 in the wild card round. So it would be the Astros right now versus the Twins right now. They would play the Yankees. The Yankees, the 2 seed right now. We would get the winner of the Orioles and Royals if we were the 1 seed.
There is a significant advantage.
Yeah. You either have to play the Astros potentially or the Royals/Orioles.
Hmm. I would.
That's the difference between.
Okay. If I say who I'd rather play, you're not going to do the whole Ken said bring on the so and so's.
Well, I mean,
then I'm not going to say. See, your guy's memery stops me from having opinions. Congratulations.
And just say it.
No. No, go to hell. I ain't saying anything.
Just say it right now.
No. Have Lima say it. Who would you rather play?
I mean, I don't think this is very controversial at all. I mean, the opportunity to play...
It's really not controversial.
Yeah, the opportunity to play, you know, the one of those two wildcard teams to be a huge, huge boon for you. And then to get the time off. I mean, I know people worry about the rust, but you, again, I said this yesterday, you can't lose in a wildcard series if you don't play in the wildcard series.
True. So you would rather play than any, because if you get the number one seed again,
if you get the one seed right now, you'd be the winner of Baltimore and Kansas City.
Yeah,
if you get the 2 seed, it'd be the winner of Houston and Minnesota.
I will absolutely take the winner of Baltimore and Kansas City and play my chances. That's fine. I know we have pitching woes that we have to talk about with injuries anyway, but I will absolutely play my chances on that. So is this something that it becomes a demand? Like, not just a hope, but a demand now. It's like, all right, we got to make sure we get the best record in the American League. Because as weird as the season has gone, it really hasn't been weird. I mean, God, 83-62, I think a lot of teams would take that. It's just that in years past, when you've been 83-62, the second place team in the American League Central has usually been about 10, 11, 15 games behind you, and it doesn't really matter. This is still a race. I mean, this is a 3.5 game lead over Kansas City that's 80-66. You got some teams here. Again, no one's running away with anything right now. I mean, Houston's 4.5 games up in the West. The Yankees and Baltimore are neck and neck. You know, Boston and everybody else is kind of out of it. The Twins, are you putting the Twins out of it yet? I mean, you
no,
just said
out of it yet.
Wild card. So, I mean, if they had
the
a wild card, they'd have
flip
a chance.
It is the Orioles are only a half game behind the Yankees. If the Orioles end up jumping the Yankees, then the Yankees move down into the wild card, and then you could potentially get them in the first round if you're the one seed. But then it's pick your poison. It's either Yankees or Astros.
I do not want to see Aaron Judge in ones or Juan right. Soto or anybody for that matter from the New York Yankees. I have learned my lesson, and I've learned it significantly.
Who cares? We got Lane Thomas now, who's hitting righties.
Yeah, masher.
I mean, come on.
I'm sure you want to say all this on the
radio. This is exactly what the Guardians were hoping for when they made their move before the deadline, was that they would be able to add some real dynamic hitting. And all of a sudden, here comes Lane Thomas.
I'm glad they're
buried for dead. People gave up on him.
Yeah, why wouldn't they? He was terrible.
Yeah, well, 2-for-4 last night. And, of course, he had the big home run.
By that logic, batting 500 over the last game.
You guys. You damn guys. How concerned are you about the pitching injuries?
Well, it sucks. I mean, Cobb's got another blister. You know, he was forced to miss a start because of the blister, and then Lively, who, you know, we talked about before the last start. Other guys have emerged and kind of stepped forward. Lively kind of taken a bit of a step back.
Yeah.
So overall, though, I still feel way better about our starting pitching situation
Lively
than I did.
Taking liners off his thigh, too.
Well, it just sucks because he was I mean, it was two innings, but he started out having a pretty good outing, and it kind of went right to hell. Here we go.
Oh no. Naylor will make the play to end the inning, but oh man, that nailed Ben Lively, and he is in pain.
Well, there's nothing he could do to get out of the way. It looked like it got him in a thigh.
Audio courtesy of Bally Sports. Now I can put the courtesy in there. So there's a reason why I bring this up. I kind of want to spring this on you. I got another email out of nowhere from a listener, a nice lady from Broadview Heights, I believe. And she must have just started listening here over the last couple of years, because this is going to be, you got to blow the dust off this argument. I got an email from a very nice lady, and she goes, you know, with all these comebackers, I watch the Guardians every night, with all these comebackers, why do they not wear helmets, the pitchers? And I went, ma'am, I brought this up a couple of years ago, and I was as roundly rejected for an argument as I've ever been in my entire life for bringing up this concept. And she goes, well, I just thought, she goes, it's just so weird. They make the
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Heard first base coaches where I'm like, I know I said the same thing, but I just got excoriated for even thinking that it was a possibility to put a helmet on a pitcher, like one of the John Olerud deals. And for whatever reason, she goes, okay, thanks. And I said, no problem. I said, I've brought it up before. It seems to go nowhere. Well, on any of this.
Is there a newfound rash of pitchers getting tagged in the face?
Well, no. There's always the comebackers that are a worry. And so my whole thought is, like, him wearing a helmet is not going to stop him from getting a contusion in the thigh.
Should he wear knight's armor when he pitches?
Should he wear, like, that part from Mad Men? You ever get three sheets of the breeze and try that stuff on? It did jog my memory of this email because it was like a couple of weeks ago, and I'm like, man, I just always thought if we're talking about safety and you make the first and third base coaches wear it after something really bad happens, it goes to stand like, well, why wouldn't you be proactive about that with a pitcher? Now, I don't think pitchers like it. You know, you have pitchers off to the side. You know, Matt Boyd has his hat off. He's a lefty. Lefties usually have their hat off a little bit to the side for whatever reason. I think there's an imbalance there. I know my hat's always off, kind of little catawampus there, and I always try to fix it, but it throws me off. I can't wear it that way. So there's always like a weirdness to it. But I just thought that, well, if you got guys who are, if you're having comebacks and everything's about launch angle, everything's about exit velo, wouldn't it stand that a person who's 60 feet 6 inches, that's closer than what a first and third base coach would be, why couldn't they just wear a helmet? And I was roundly rejected 2 years ago. Sounds like you're going to roundly reject me now.
I'm not trying to start a fight with you.
I was trying to start a fight with you right before the show.
I just don't see any evidence that they need to.
I
think if guys started getting tagged in the head, they're not getting their gloves up in time, and we'd see a discernible difference.
They've done whole E60s over comebackers and what
so
guys are wearing.
I do think the so difference there's a bunch more now?
The difference between a base coach and a pitcher is a base coach is not always focused on the batter's box. A pitcher is focused on the plate, right? Like, it's where their eyes are the whole time. The base coach is probably watching a lot of other things going on besides.
That's true, but when you're taking at least 30 feet out of it, you can pay as much attention to you as you want, but there's going to be time taken away where you just can't react.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And they always made the argument, well, you finish your pitching in
I'm just
a
trying to be devil's advocate.
I understand. Well, it
doesn't seem like you understand.
Against me, I thoroughly understand. Oh, well, there's no devil's advocate. I'm being teamed up on now, so there's no devil's advocate.
I'm not even going after you. I'm just saying if there was a proliferation of this going on,
right?
And then there were a bunch of what happened with the fans and the netting was a bunch of fans who were all staring at their phones, or some of them were just innocent bystanders enjoying a baseball game, started having to go to the ER.
Yes.
Or had to go in an ambulance to the hospital because they were getting hit. This isn't happening with pitchers.
Same reason that a base coach died in a minor league game. That's why it started happening with base coaches.
So this is from May of 2023. This is from Sports Info Solutions, which is a research analyst firm. It says stat of the week. This is from May of last year. Now, I have not to look through this year. Stat of the week, pitchers' injuries on comebackers on the rise. In the early part of 2023, they've seen more significant injuries than we did at all 2021 and 2022.
Sure. So to everywhere but their head.
But it's on comebackers.
I'm saying, unless you want them to wear one big helmet that encompasses their entire body.
So wait a minute. So what I don't understand here. So they shouldn't wear helmets? They shouldn't, because they got comebackers on other parts of their bodies, their head is not at risk at all?
It apparently isn't, or there'd be a rash of pitchers that are getting taken out with head injuries.
But again, I don't understand. I don't forget it. Never mind.
I just I didn't know you. You said you got an email. Did the email source any new story or highlight anything that's been happening?
They brought up a question, and I thought it was pertinent to this situation, considering it was a comebacker that took him out. It didn't take out his head. He's not the headless pitcher of Cleveland now. But what I'm pointing out is that yes, there are comebackers that happen, and you can tell me, well, you know, they're not necessarily paying attention to the stands. No, they're not paying attention to the stands. Half of them have had a couple of beers, and they're looking at their phones for crying out loud. And I know a third base or a first base coach is 90 feet away at least, but you have a pitcher who's 60 feet away, and you have guys who are stronger than they with bat speed, better than they've ever had. And, yeah, you're going to have some scary situations here. In a comebacker, it's like, okay, if it gets you in the shoulder, if it gets you in the chest, or it gets you in the arm, or it gets you in the thigh, it's still a change of, what, 6 inches, a foot? So, again, it always goes back to something, okay, well, I'll just wait until something really, really bad happens, and then we'll have this discussion. Because you can't act, it was a worthwhile discussion 18 months ago for you and I. We did this during the summer. We had this discussion.
Was it based on something back then? My memory is foggy.
Yes.
Because I don't remember the comebackers.
Yes, it was based on guys getting comebackers and having to put their hands up, which, again, led to the E60 about, well, they're going to put this rubber thing in their head or their hats to cover their head and whether or not the pitchers were comfortable with it. You don't remember any of that discussion we had?
Barely. Because
that's why I'm like so frustrated. I'm like, you don't remember any of this.
I also think that if this
was such a strong visceral reaction, I thought you would remember. Well, that's why I'm frustrated.
If this was something that was becoming more and more of a problem, wouldn't the pitchers be talking about it?
They were forced. They've been asked about it many times.
Are pitchers not allowed to wear a helmet?
No, they can do whatever they want.
And none of them have elected to do so.
No,
because it hasn't been a problem.
But is it okay? Again, if it weren't a problem, it wouldn't have been discussed 18 months ago. That's the issue with it. It's never been a problem? You're telling me comebackers have never been an issue for pitchers in Major League Baseball?
I think there have been some notable guys that got decked in the head. The Cleveland Indians had a player.
Ray Chapman.
He was at
the plate. Yeah. He was hit by a pitcher.
And then they started putting helmets on.
So they rectified. So I just don't think this has risen to the level of something that would be an issue. That's all.
I mean, it did. What happened, and this comes back to, and I remember this, is the Ryan Feltner conversation that happened last year with the Colorado Rockies.
This whole conversation's a comebacker. Back to 18
months.
Yeah,
well, they struck out. So maybe the next 3 and 40 minutes will be better.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.